I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The British comic actor Norman Wisdom has died. Wisdom entertained moviegoers in the 1950s and 60s with his portrayal of bumbling characters, one in particular.
What is your name?
Pitkin, sir.
Norman Wisdom's portrayal of Pitkin won fans not only in Britain, but in the unlikeliest of places. His movies were huge in then-communist Albania, at a time when few other Western imports were permitted there. Bill Hamilton was the first BBC correspondent to get into the Balkan nation during the communist regime. He is now retired, but we reached him at his home in St. Albans, England. Bill Hamilton, you went to Albania with Sir Norman Wisdom twice, in 1995 and 2001. How popular was he there?
Huge. He had one unfulfilled ambition in life, you see, and that was to visit the country where he'd become a household name. But he had to wait until he was in his 80s. Now, what had happened was during the 45 years of the Albanian Stalinist dictator Enver Hoxha, God was abolished from the country. He actually went further than either Stalin or Hitler in doing so. But Pitkin was seen as acceptable viewing for the masses. Now, Norman put his appeal down to the absence of sex, violence, and crime in his films. But for Hoxha, it was the struggles of the working-class hero Pitkin that we heard just now on your clip against his boss, Mr. Grimsdale, that served to replicate the glorious revolutionary victory of the proletariat. And that's why he, of course, was so popular, because his films were seen 20 times over by the entire population, raising the few laughs that were around in the times of the repression.
I see. So they could see, the population of Albania could see this comedian, Sir Norman Wisdom, as not only the voice of the proletariat, but also as a comedian. I mean, they could laugh at him.
Oh, yes, they could laugh at him, and laugh they did. And we had just got into the country the first time round, and I said to him, look, I'll take you into a theatre here. You sit in the front row of the audience, and you can see what the Albanians can do on the stage. 2 seconds later, I looked to my left, and the seat was empty, because by then, Norman had jumped onto the stage, knocked the comic off his microphone, taking it over. Then he removed the pianist from his seat and sat down and began to accompany his own singing of Don't Laugh at Me Because I'm a Fool. Absolutely amazing.
That was his famous song in the UK.
It was indeed, yes.
And all the Albanians knew it?
Oh, they knew everything about Norman, and thousands of people turned out to greet him in the main streets, and twice it looked as if he was going to be involved in a stampede, and we had to call the police to evacuate him, which was quite something.
Now, let me ask you about something else. Sir Norman Wisdom actually released a song called Big in Albania that made it to number 18 in the Albanian charts. This was just about 8 years ago. Did you ever hear the song?
Well, now that will show you just how popular he was, because that song wouldn't have got anywhere near the top 20 in the UK.
I just wanted to play for you a bit of this song. Now, by the way, did you ever hear this song yourself, Big in Albania?
I didn't, but I'm dying to hear it now.
I'm so glad you said that. Give a listen. What do you think of that?
I don't think the lyrics were all that exciting, were they? But it did give the message out quite clearly about just how much the people there appreciated his timeless humor.
That's right. Nowhere's more devoted than Albania. They've got Norman Mania. I mean, it's darn good he could think of something to rhyme with Albania.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, and wherever he went, he said, where are we going next? Where are we going next? I'm the luckiest little devil in the world. Isn't it nice to think you could live life to the full like that and enjoy every second of every day?
And it sounds like that's exactly what he did until the age of 95, when British comic actor Norman Wisdom died. And thank you so much, Bill Hamilton, the first BBC correspondent allowed to enter Albania during the communist regime there. You traveled, in fact, with Sir Norman Wisdom. Thank you for telling us the stories about him as well.
Lovely talking to you.
Norman Wisdom was hilarious. You can see for yourself in a video of that song, Big in Albania. It's at theworld.org.